Found the one, got that.
Hold on, the Board of Works for February the 12th. Need approval of minutes from the January 22nd meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Fire department's busy. City inspector.
Can you hear me?
What?
Stand up. From 1-8 to today, we've had over 11 trash, 27 trash violations, debris and junk 6, and to date, total of 34 violations on trash and debris. And I don't know if I mentioned it last time, one of the blighted houses, we've got the 7 that we had all tore down, and they're all, they've all been filled in with the ones that had a basement, grass, seed planted, and straw. So waiting, right now I'm looking at 3 more houses to have demolished. And
the place over there by United Shipping and Handling, that looks really good. Were you involved in all of that?
Oh, that was private fire. 316. Private, but
yeah,
they came back with the meds and that was good. That's all I got for that one.
Thanks, Ben. Animal shelter.
He's doing very well.
Thanks, man.
For Ariel Vincent's Animal Shelter, so far this year we've taken in 61 animals. We've adopted out 58. We've returned 10 to owners. We've had to euthanize 3. Right now we have 20 dogs at the shelter and 9 puppies. 3 of those are already adopted though, and we have 10 cats. And we have our annual Valentine's luncheon on this coming Saturday, February 17th. The tickets are $15, and I do have tickets available if anyone is interested.
Great. Thanks, Laura. And cemetery. We have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is laid a crosswalk March 3rd, Otter Day Black.
I'm asking for your approval for our 10th annual Way of the Cross on Good Friday, and this year that will be March 30th. We begin at the old cathedral steps at noon, and then do a path through the downtown area, including then back to the old cathedral steps. It'll be the same journey as we've had in the past years. It will be, again, sponsored by the Vincennes Area Ministerial Association, and appreciate if we get approval with that, and then also the support with the police department. Appreciate that very much, as they have in the past. If that's okay. Yeah.
Chief, you all okay with all that? Yeah, for anybody that's never attended that, it's a wonderful service. Gets done within an hour's length of time, so you can do that on your lunch hour. It's a wonderful thing to participate. So I'll make a motion that we approve the Way of the Crosswalk route as presented.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Next is Washington Christian Center banners.
And Father, thank you for letting us use the facility. Yes. Yes. Most appreciated by everybody.
I am not Tim Smith.
Who are you? Aren't you a retired guy?
That's right. I'm here asking for permission to for the banners over at Washington Christian Center for our jungle program. It's a summer program for your children and youth, and to hang banners across Washington.
For the record, Peter Haskins representing.
My name's Peter Haskins. I'm not Tim Smith, and that's
it. Gotcha. It looks like it's available on the insurance and everything.
Well, it's got everything. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of two banners for the Washington Christian Center. One for the preschool, which is on 2nd Street from March the 9th through March 26th, and on Hart Street from March 26th through April the 9th. And then the jungle banner, which is on 2nd Street from April 2nd through the 16th, and Hart Street from April 23rd through May 7th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Thanks, Peter.
Next is March for Science, April 14th, Riverfront Pavilion and Riverwalk, Wabash Valley Progressives, Chris Roberts. We will be the next two.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So let's come before the board to request the pavilion for the 14th of April, Saturday. Like to arrive at 9 a.m. to set up. This year, March begins at 11, the same route as last year, down 2nd Street to Patrick Henry, over to the Riverwalk. We'll have some speakers there at the what I call the trellis. And then we'll, at the conclusion of the speakers, we'll go back up First Street to the pavilion. This year we hope to have some booths set up in the pavilion, some informative, interactive, and possibly some vendors. I do have paperwork filled out. I'm going to bring a certificate, our insurance cert by paperwork for the pavilion.
And we're just waiting on the insurance.
So, so Chris, the you assemble for the march at the river, at the pavilion, but the farmers market is going on. No, it's not.
It doesn't start till
Memorial Day. I'm sorry. So apologize. Yeah. So okay. Okay. So no conflicts. Okay. Right. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the use of the pavilion and the route as described. Chief, you're okay with the route that you discussed, right? On Saturday, April the 14th, for the Wabash Valley Progressives March for Science.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And then while he's there, we have the Latino Festival, August 25th.
Yeah, August 25th, we'd like to have the second annual Festival Latino on the Riverwalk. Of course, we want to make it bigger and better than last year. We started last year, I think, at 4 o'clock. I like to tentatively reserve it from noon, as we'll probably revise that as the thing starts coming together. But, you know, we'd like to see twice as many folks and twice as many vendors and twice as much fun. So.
And how late do you think that will run?
10 p.m.
Till 10 p.m.
Okay. So you had a
good crowd last year. Well, really well last year. Okay.
Food, live music again, games for the kids. Like I said, look forward to another successful event.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the use of the Riverwalk on Saturday, August the 25th, with the area being reserved from noon until 10 p.m. for the Latino Festival.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Ray.
Next up is Paul Thompson for Pavilion Renewal.
Requesting the Riverfront Pavilion for wedding and reception October the 6th. I am aware, I believe, the farmer's market meets until the end of October. So they're down at 1:30
So in October, Shirley, you're done by 1:30, that?
One.
Yeah, will you be done by one? Okay.
Requesting any time after the pavilion, or after the farmer's market, to get in there and set up.
Right.
Where I have to have insurance and the.
Right.
That's of course city employee, you get a discount.
It's a nice thought. Okay, so we're going to approve the rental of the pavilion for the Thompson wedding on October the 6th, pending receipt of insurance and rent and deposit.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Great, yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
Next is curb cut, 1308 Old Orchard Road, Nathan and Nikki Corey. And I don't think they are here.
Okay, so move the table.
Well, I know that there are several people here to speak on this.
Okay.
We don't know if we want to let them speak or.
I would.
Okay. Phil, you want to speak to this first?
Well, yeah, this is in reference, I believe it's 1306 Old Orchard Road.
Okay.
And the Corey's is wanting to get a curb cut on Old Orchard, 1306.
Yeah, it says 1306 in the memo.
Okay, and I think it's the neighborhood, we run the neighborhood. If they do that, and also we've got a lot of neighbors here that's against it. If they want to talk, they want to get out.
So do we know where Mr. and Mrs. Corey are?
No.
I mean, they knew they were supposed to be here to present this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So we don't even know if they're still planning on doing this at this point.
Well, I just want to make sure that it doesn't happen.
Okay. So if the neighbors would like to speak to it, sure.
I've got the biggest mouth.
So if you for the record, please.
I'll make it official, Mr. Hill. Mayor, I'll come to the podium.
So we need you to name and address.
Okay, I'll be happy to do that. Mark DeHaye, my address is 1529 Old Orchard Road. I reside in the home. Former Judge Arterburn, the home was built by him in 1936. Judge Arterburn was the first first Indiana Supreme Court Justice for this state. Across from me is the old Emerson House that Rab Emerson lived in. Next to me is the original Emerson House. I think that we forget in this town that there's a lot of history up in our area that isn't downtown. You have the Beer House Mansion, which is slowly falling apart. I tried to buy that as a college student. I couldn't afford it. I hate to see that one go. I'm a lover of old things. We have beautiful old homes in our neighborhood, and we've all put a lot of money into them, and we're trying to keep them to look as nice as they possibly can. What's happened in the last month is the old Shercliffe home, and the Shercliffe family was a huge supporter of this area. Shercliffe Humanities Center auditorium. They actually gave the land for the existing VU home in our area. So we have a Shercliffe home that's been bought by a new young couple. That's fine. But since then, we've had a pole barn that's been constructed without a deed or without approval from the city. My understanding is, I've had three people, two in the neighborhood and one from elsewhere, approached me to sue over that right now. And that has nothing to do with today's meeting.
Right.
But I've been asked to go into court and get that pole barn taken down. So that's an issue to be concerned with already. But my point is that do we want to trust a couple who have already misrepresented their situation to the neighbors and to the city? They were supposed to send out notice to the neighbors of a meeting regarding this pole barn. What they sent was a crudely drawn letter of what they wanted to do and no notice of the meeting. Am I correct, Mr. Cooper? All right, so that's the major concern. We already have issues that we need to address that have already taken place. To add insult to injury now, we have this alleged cutoff drive they want to put in. I went on the Facebook page of the young man who resides in the home, and apparently he loves big equipment. He's taking his son to big equipment shows and all this. I'm not necessarily concerned about the trailer as much as I am concerned about what's going to be on that trailer and how long it's going to be there sitting next to that beautiful old home. Okay? And the reality of it is that, you know, you can say, well, Mr. Gahey, you live all the way down on the corner. How does that affect you? That entire neighborhood is tied together. It affects everybody. You know, one of the most famous theories we were just talking about here before the meeting started was the broken windows theory in New York that Giuliani attached himself to. One broken window in a neighborhood leads people to think that neighborhood's going downhill, so then more vandalism and graffiti and things like that will happen. So if we have one home with heavy equipment sitting next to it and a pole barn that's already been built, I think the answer is pretty obvious what's going to happen. And I put way too much time, effort, and money into my home to see anything like that happen. So that's, is that enough? I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Good job.
Is there anybody else that wants to speak? If you like. How many neighbors are here from that area?
Anyone else?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Come on, if you wouldn't mind coming up to the podium. You can get here. Or we can bring a microphone to you. We can wait. Stay there, ma'am. Ma'am, just wait there. We'll just bring a microphone to you. You might have to turn it on.
Business hearing concerning that pole barn.
No, it's about the curb cut, the proposed curb cut, but the issue is relevant, so you may speak to that if you'd like.
Can we get your name and address?
Well, they're wanting to put something, some building or something in the front of their house in addition to what they've done behind,
right,
which never should have been there.
Right.
Now they're wanting to put something in the yard in front of their house, is the way I understand it, that never should be done. I understand that's the oldest home in that area.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know why anyone would want to do that to their front yard. And I disapprove as heartily as I can. I may not be making you understand what I'm saying.
We understand everything that you're saying. Would you mind giving us your name and address for our record?
1302 Old Orchard Road.
1302?
For Old Orchard. We are adjacent to this house.
And what is your name?
Thelma Gray.
Thank you, Thelma.
Does anybody else want to speak? Mr. Ryan.
The inspector is against it, and your engineer, I don't know if
he's sure. But they already were interested enough to show up.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Mark Ryan, and I live right across the street. So when you come out Grandview, you come into our yard. And I've not seen the drawing, but I think a curb cut in that area, there's plenty of parking in the back. I'm not a big fan of the pole barn in our neighborhood, but if there's another storage place, many of the people up and down Old Orchard have big trucks. We own box trucks, but we park them somewhere else. And I think that's our major concern.
Good evening, Mayor. I'm Lou Caprino from 2535 Grandview Drive. May I just say that over the past few months since they've arrived, there has been a pattern of what I might say disrespectful behavior. I sent them a letter about 2 weeks ago regarding their dogs that are not chained. They're free to roam the neighborhood. Three of them came very close to attacking our 18-month-old granddaughter in our driveway. That, coupled with the fact that we were never consulted or contacted about the pole barn, I contacted Phil Cooper and asked him about it after it was almost totally erected, and he told me, well, Lou, you know, you received the card. I said, what card? He said, certified card that you got an invitation to a meeting. I think that was highly deceitful. And in fact, they wanted to satisfy the city inspector by showing the fact that we did in fact receive a certified letter, even though the letter basically was nothing more then an apology for being an inconvenience and requesting that we put up with their construction. Had nothing to do about an invitation to anything. So there's been a pattern here that I think is very unfortunate. Several months ago, a neighbor to the, I guess it's next to you, spent thousands of dollars erecting a beautiful stone border. Who is
that? Mrs. Hansel.
Yeah, I mean, it was just beautiful. You drive in that neighborhood and you feel really good about coming in that neighborhood. Well, now, two doors down, we're going to have a slab and a trail. I think it totally demeans the neighborhood. It's disrespectful. And the auditor would look at that as external obsolescence, where something is created that devalues a neighborhood. And if you look at studies, it could devalue a neighborhood significantly. Yeah.
Was there a building permit there here? That's right. Early on. Okay. So was there a building permit? Okay. 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 Okay.
Sure. I know we're beating a dead horse, but this is actually a new issue, I promise.
Sure.
Any of you who've been on Grandview Drive know that that is a very narrow area.
Right.
And that was another concern that I had, was if we're going to put a trailer in there, I don't see how you're going to be able to get a trailer in there with presumably equipment on it without putting ruts in people's yards, without, you know, scraping things, hitting things. It's very difficult. I mean, I have old cars, and one of my old cars is pretty big, and I've had trouble, you know, driving up there to talk to people that I know, Mrs. Jason, family, whatever, and I just don't see how that's even possible, so.
Okay.
We're talking about your curb cut, if you would like to come up and speak to it, or?
Right. Sure, before you speak, you should know that at least four of your neighbors have spoken to the request prior to arriving here. I mean, this was on the agenda. Sorry that you were late, but I wanted to let you know that there were other people that had spoken before.
Okay. Just basically, my husband and I have run a business. He has a Snap-on truck. And it's not ran out of our home. It's a mobile business. We live on the house is on the corner of Grandview and Old Orchard, and it is very narrow, like they were saying, to get the truck in and out of there. It's a very nice area. We would like to not park it next to the home. We were hoping to get a curb cut on Old Orchard to put a small driveway in there to be able to park the truck. And put a nice privacy fence around it with some landscaping to hide it so no one has to look at it. It will be there will be no obstruction whenever you turn out of Grandview Drive. It will be far enough away from the road on Old Orchard to where it won't obstruct the view for traffic or anything. I know it's hard with the fence that we have there. The fence is almost to the corner. Kind of have to pull out even farther just because the wrought iron fence is there. Makes it a little difficult to see a turnout that was there before we moved in. So.
Who lived in the house before you?
The Fankhausers.
Oh, Fankhausers.
Sure.
Oh, okay. The wrought iron fence.
Right.
Yeah, we have an Old Orchard address, but our house actually faces Grandview Drive, and
this cap would be.
We don't have a front yard and a backyard. We have two side yards.
Right. Okay. So the cut that you're proposing would be on the other side of your house, the one closest to the park?
Toward Old Orchard.
Yes.
Toward
Mark Lang's house.
Toward Lang's house.
Yes. Okay. It wouldn't affect Grandview Drive at all.
But so is there a drawing of the proposed driveway? You mentioned a privacy fence. I mean, are you presenting
anything like that to the neighbors or to...
No, whenever we spoke to the engineer, we asked what we needed to do, mm-hmm. and he said nothing. You know, we looked on the computer with him, described mm-hmm. where it was going to be. We just recently went through having to put things in the paper. We asked if we needed to do anything of that nature, and he said no.
Is there a permit
involved? Did you get the permit, so... But you haven't been issued a permit?
No, we have not.
We didn't get a permit last week. With the new information, I'm assuming the neighbors still felt the same. Okay, so we've got eight of your neighbors here that are hoping we don't approve this. And I understand how they feel.
We're just kind of hoping to get the truck away from the home and...
So where do you park the truck?
In our driveway.
I'm sorry, what?
Can I ask a question? So, you're talking about a huge Snap-on truck, correct?
That's the truck that we have, yes.
The Snap-on truck. Well, I'm not sure. I mean, it's huge. And you're wanting to park it basically in the side yard? Why are you not parking it in your backside yard?
Basically, whenever we come out of the house, we have a side door, and that's kind of our backyard. We don't have a backyard.
But that's where the pole barn is. It's not a backyard anymore.
Yeah, we just have a lot going on over there with garage and with other vehicles, so we were just...
So you're going to put it on the old orchard where we all of us see it?
Well, it will be covered with...
Privacy fence, you will not see
no,
it.
You won't
the
see
whole
it.
Point is to get it where nobody sees it, and it makes it easier access for everybody that lives on Grand View, so nobody has to... It doesn't mess with anybody. That
it's
is
not
the
going
point.
To be in your front yard. Yeah,
and it's now it'll be fence. On the side yard.
Which faces Old Orchard Road.
Correct.
It faces Old Orchard Road. There will be a privacy fence.
It's just our preference. We just thought we would apply for this and try to get it away from whenever we look at the home. We didn't want to see the truck, is basically.
So you don't want to look at it, but you want other people to look at it as they drive along Old Orchard Road.
No, it's going to be
nobody
covered.
Will see it on Old Orchard Road.
What kind of privacy fence are you going to put up?
How big? I mean, it's a huge truck. They were in their front yard and they were
running
everyone else's
yard. That yard is actually about 3 to 4 foot deep. It's just on the
spiritual areas. How are you going to touch it?
Yeah, but you have a lot of other properties.
There's just up the street around the corner, there is a RV that someone has cut out in their front yard, and the RV's in their front yard, and we're going to make it much nicer than that. It will be, my husband is very handy. He is like a craftsman of sorts. So he was going to make some nice doors to close it in. We'll actually have a gate door to close it in from Grandview, from Old Orchard. There will won't even be able to see it.
Can I get an answer to my question about what kind of privacy fence you're going to put up? What's it going to be? It's going to be too tall. You're going to have to get some sort of a approval to put a fence that's tall enough to cover the truck, which is taller than what's allowed, first of all, right? And what kind of privacy fence?
Like I said, the dirt from the road to that is a height of 3 to 4 foot. So when we cut into that and do a retaining wall, the actual privacy fence itself won't have to be as tall.
And what
now, I haven't measured, but
what kind of privacy fence are you planning on putting up?
Maybe you won't, but they will. And just because it's on that end of the property, it really shouldn't make a difference whether I put it. The gates, the iron, the wrought iron fence is not something I really want to miss. So my, the gates going into the house are narrow. I just so get the truck away from the.
I think the mayor wants to address this issue real quick there.
Before we move any further, you're going to have drawings of exactly what you're going to do.
Right.
And we're going to visit with all the neighbors and.
So, yeah, so before we make any approval, and I know there's some issues outstanding with the pole barn and whether or not that was built with permission or with, you know, permits. I mean, that's.
We have that all set, and we are fixing that.
Apparently not, from what I heard before we started the meeting, but that's not this issue this evening. So
I would like to ask a question on that, since it's been brought up several times tonight and we're being recorded. Did you go through proper city channels before you put up that pole barn? No, you did not.
So that's
not?
First we've heard of that. But that being said, before we make any decision on this particular issue this evening, we need to see a drawing of the driveway, of where the curb cut would go, what privacy fence you're describing, what that's being made, or you're suggesting that be made.
It can be made with whatever anybody might say.
We want your proposal for what, right. So then we can bring that back to the neighbors for them to review, and then before we make a decision. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, last question.
The way I understand it, their privacy fence will be right adjacent to our front yard. It's what we call our front yard, even they call it their side yard.
That may be, but that's why we need to see a drawing so that you would know.
And
we will not make any decision until we see that.
Thank you.
Any other questions on this? So does everybody understand where we are? We're tabling this until we get further information and perhaps for the clarification of other issues with them.
Everything needs to stop.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anything. Don't move any further into any kind of construction or anything until that's resolved.
Right. Okay. Well, we have permits to go ahead with our garage.
The pole barn?
Yeah, it will be taped. There's going to be no metal. We've clarified that it will be the wood siding that is just like our home. It will match exactly like our home.
We were recorded
in a meeting with it. And
where was that? That was at the county, or where was that?
It was City Hall.
Where the problem starts. You did not start at the area.
That zoning had to be that setback.
Step variant. I think
it was that applied. Yes, and they approved the variance for us.
Okay.
And when you need to change the material, to not make it look like a pole barn, you're going to make it match that.
And again, once we're on this issue and it keeps coming up again, for the record, since we're being recorded, the initial building of the pole barn was never approved by the city, and it is too close to other neighbors' homes who never had notice of it. So technically, there are still possibilities for legal action to have the pole barn taken down. That's still the issue. It can still happen. And I want to make that very clear. On the record.
I appreciate you clarifying the other information about what you're doing in the meantime. So.
Okay.
All right.
If we don't have anything else, we'll just leave this table.
Okay. So we'll table until we get further information.
We'll need drawings and drawings.
Okay. Thank you.
Next up is Thursday Church fundraiser with sidewalk dining.
That'll get you out. This is discriminatory, Debbie. You know, we let the Catholic priest come first, and then they do wait till the end. Yeah, the first shall be last.
There we go. All righty. I'm Debbie Salters with Thursday Church, and we are asking for between 3rd and 2nd Street, Main Street, to be closed on April the 14th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. That is our annual silent auction, which is our fundraiser to build a home in Guatemala. This year we're building 3 homes in Guatemala. So it's our major fundraiser, and we have outgrown our space, and it's attended so well. We really need to pour out into the street. iWorks closes at noon. Morton Miller closes at 3:30.
Okay.
So we would be.
So we're closing from 3rd to 2nd.
Third to 2nd, from 4 to 8, Saturday, April the 14th, and I have our insurance waiver.
Okay. Chief, you have any questions or any issues with that? Okay. So I'm going to make a motion to approve the Thursday church fundraiser with sidewalk dining on Saturday, April 14th from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, allowing the closure of Main Street from 2nd to 3rd.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, if we have nothing under miscellaneous, just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.